a few lessons from the Quran Kareem, from the Taraweeh that was recited last night. The surah after Surah Ali Imran is known as Surah An-Nisa. In Surah Ali Imran, Almighty Allah indicated to certain acts because of which man veers off the path of Sirat Mustaqim. It was known as Zuyyina Linnasi Hubbu Shahawati Minan Nisa'i Wal Baneen Wal Qanatir Al Muqantara. That man has great passion for women, for wealth, for heaps of wealth, for children. And around this, Almighty Allah has created a lot of fitan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described fitan. He said, man's fitan means trials and exams, will take place within his own family, meaning his wife when his heart appeals to her, his children when his heart appeals to them, and then they demand something which is against the laws of Almighty Allah, then that's a very big imtihan. When in the hope of getting a lot of wealth, man's heart appeals and inclines towards a lot of wealth, heaps and heaps. But to get that wealth, the command of Almighty Allah has to be broken. So it is these things that makes man veer from the path. In Surah An-Nisa, Almighty Allah speaks about another issue, because of which man doesn't just veer off the path, but rather as though Almighty Allah pushes him off the path. The crux of the surah is, although Surah An-Nisa, the word Nisa is mentioned, and normally when we hear the word Nisa, woman, then the mind normally goes to the fitna of woman, means a pretty girl that comes in front. But in this surah, Almighty Allah speaks of another fitna, another exam that man goes through, which is called the exam of power. That when Almighty Allah gives power to a certain individual, then because of that power he gets, either the power of a husband over his wife, or the power of a wali, an executor, someone who has been made in charge of an estate, now he has been given power over that wealth. Or someone is passing away and he says to his friend that the needs of my young daughter, you must look after her. I put it all in your hand. Now when that power comes, and in front man finds someone who has no tongue, who cannot ask for their rights, that is when man starts becoming a zalim and oppressor. It is zulm in the spot when a man takes the shan of oppressing others, that Almighty Allah closes his doors of guidance. And so to say, he is pushed off this path. The beginning of the surah, Surah An-Nisa, starts, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة. O people, fear your Allah. This verse is read normally when the nikah takes place. The purpose of this verse is that after that girl is going to come into the house, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so beautifully, La yus'alu al-mar fi ma daraba imra'ah, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. That nobody is going to ask a man, why did he hit his wife? What this meant is, the private affairs of the house, even the next day if someone sees a wound, a mark on that woman's face, she'll be too shy to tell anyone, my husband slapped me last night. No one is going to ask her about it. But now that man thinks that no one will ask, and she's too scared to tell anyone, and he warns her, dare you tell anyone, I'll divorce you. And she does not want to break the heart of her parents. Ulama have brought this hadith in the chapter of Muraqabah, because the end of this verse is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. That remember that this nikah has taken place on the name of Almighty Allah. And although you all are in complete privacy now, the girl's father and mother know nothing what's happening in the house. But remember, Almighty Allah is looking at every action of yours in the house. The chapter of Muraqabah, the hadith was brought under, that just because no one is going to ask this woman, or no one will ask the man, why did you hit your wife? It does not mean he will never be asked. Almighty Allah is seeing everything. وَآتُ الْيَتَامَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. The yatim has been put in the care of the man. It could be a yatim boy or a yatim girl. They have come with a lot of wealth. That man now starts holding that wealth as though he's in charge of it, he's the owner of it. Almighty Allah says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. Just because you got power today, it never gave you the right to use their wealth as though it's your wealth. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حُوبًا كَبِيرًا. Indeed, this is a terrible sin. It's a very great sin. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى. Now that young girl was in the care of that man. There was no laws of, he cannot marry her. And because of that huge amount of wealth that she brought, a thought starts going through his mind that if I marry that girl, this girl, then one is I will look after her also. And all that wealth will become my wealth. Thinking about this, Almighty Allah says there's no problem if you want to marry her. But if in marrying her you are going to oppress her further. Because remember now she got no father who will stand up for her rights. And when the man is going to stipulate the mihr for this girl, because he's in charge of the girl, he will stipulate a very low mihr. He will take her into his nikah, not so much for the girl itself, but for the wealth. When he gets the wealth, he'll be ready to get rid of her very fast. Ready to divorce her, she got no rights. Almighty Allah says, if you think by marrying this girl, it will push you further into zulam. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى. If you fear that you will not be able to be just with regards to the orphan girls, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. Then Almighty Allah says, how many other girls there are for you in the world? Go and marry some other woman, a woman who at least will have a tongue to stand up for her right. She'll be able to ask for her mihr. Her father will speak on her behalf. If you feel you will not make justice here, don't ever walk the path. The principle was given in this verse, that don't walk towards areas, that when you are going to take that responsibility, it's going to give you power, and you know you such a person, when power comes, it overtakes you. You become a zalim, you become oppressor, because let this power not enter your life and push you off the sirat-e-mustaqim. Almighty Allah says, so many women there are. You can marry a two, you can marry three, you can marry four. And again there, forget the yatima, the orphan. If by marrying woman also, two, three or four, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. If here also you feel, although they all got a tongue, although each one can ask for their mihr, each one got a father to speak on their behalf, that because you got a second wife, a third wife, you feel that trying to make one happy, you will become angry with the other. You will oppress one over the other. Almighty Allah says, then don't walk in that direction also. فَوَاحِدَةً. Then you choose one wife. And if you feel you will not even be able to handle one wife, anyone who comes under your power, you become oppressive. أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahimullah explains it, that the slave girl, she got the least rights. So if you feel with a free woman you will not be able to fulfill her rights, then even go to a slave girl. ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُ. This is the closest that perhaps now you will not make zulm. This word ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى means sometimes man even in the small amount will make zulm. But at least you have taken the easiest, the least chance of you making zulm. This principle of the surah was, don't ever go in a direction where you will become a zalim. Then comes the issue of the mihr. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَ. At the time of the nikah, a huge amount is mentioned. So much of thousands is going to be given. Then that woman years later will complain when the divorce takes place, that from the first night he never gave me. Or perhaps he put the jewelry in my hand, and then it was taken away and left by his mother. It was just shown to her as her money. Almighty Allah says, make sure you give them their mihr. صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَ. فَإِنْ طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا. Sometimes the man will say, but I asked her. It's obvious on the first night, if you put that money in the hand of your wife, and then you say to her, can I keep it? It's obvious no woman at that moment is going to say no. Almighty Allah says, only if she gave it with a happy heart. There was absolutely no thing in the heart about it. Then there is no problem, she's your wife. فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيًا مَرِيًا. Then you can use that wealth, but you must be sure that she never just gave it. Inside her heart there was not one feeling of displeasure, which she never made apparent to you, but you took it at such a time where she was unable to make it apparent. Almighty Allah gives laws to the man looking after the yatim, how to see to his wealth, how not to use his wealth. If you got your own wealth, وَمَنْ كَانَ غَنِيًّا فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ, then not to touch the wealth of the yatim at all. Almighty Allah speaks in detail. And then comes the main issue, where a man's zulm really comes out. It is called the issue of inheritance. Piety, ulama have mentioned sometimes, stays with an individual for so many years. But when the time of the wealth of inheritance comes, then all that piety of a person in 1 second crumbles to the ground. In the love of that wealth, now the sister who got no tongue, she could not ask for her rights. She does not even know what she is deserving. The father was passing away, he called the eldest son perhaps, and he told the eldest son what he owns, the different lands that he has, certain places that no one knows. No one, even his own wife, does not know about it. The eldest son understands that so much of wealth, what my sister needs so much of wealth? She got a husband. My mother does not need so much. I will look after her for a few years. And now he becomes a zalim in taking the wealth of others. Or sometimes a man before passing away, he says, so and so person was never good to me. I am going to divorce him, meaning I am going to cut him off from my wealth. He will not inherit from me. Almighty Allah speaks of the laws of inheritance. Perhaps this is one of those ayat of Quran. The details of this laws, normally the details come in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It comes in the books of fiqh. But when it came to the issue of inheritance, this ayah, for every hafiz, it's a very difficult ayah to read in the Taraweeh. Yusikum Allahu fi awladikum. The reason is Almighty Allah explains the details. If a man leaves behind only daughters, if he leaves behind sons, if there's only a wife he leaves behind and no children, in detail, if a man passes away, what his wife will earn, what a wife will inherit. If the wife passes away, what the husband will inherit. So much of detail, hardly you will find for any law of the Quran. In the Quran itself, at the end of all the laws of inheritance, Almighty Allah says, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. These are the limits that have been set by Almighty Allah. Meaning inheritance is not a thing to be played with. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, who will obey Allah and the Nabi of Allah, he will enter them into gardens under which rivers will flow. They will remain in it forever and ever. وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. What a huge success they have earned. But وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. There's got to do general, but especially with the laws of inheritance. Who will disobey Allah and the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ. Who will cross the limits that Almighty Allah has set. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Almighty Allah will place him into a fire in which he will remain forever and ever. This word khulud means forever. The ulama have explained that forever and ever in Jahannam has been kept as the punishment for a man who passes away on kufr. But such a warning Almighty Allah gave for playing with the laws of inheritance, as though that a man who does such an action, he pushes himself near to the brinks of kufr. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For him will be a terrible punishment. May Almighty Allah save us all. Almighty Allah speaks about a woman. Now a time of divorce is coming, or the husband has passed away. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَرِثُوا النِّسَاءَ كَرْهًا. O people of Iman, it is not right, it is not appropriate, it is not halal for you that you become the inheritors of women. In the time of the Arabs, before Islam came, they used to inherit their father's wives. The father would pass away, the wife would come down in inheritance. By the fadal of Almighty Allah, Islam brought a complete end to that. But there was a second type of taking inheritance. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimullah explains that for man to take the wealth of a woman as though it is part of his inheritance, antarithun nisa akarha, and this will happen in many ways. A woman gets some money because her father passed away. The husband takes that money immediately, although it was hers, but he acted as though he is her inheritor. Whatever comes to him, her must come to him immediately. Or the husband passes away, and a woman now is left in a house. أَنْتَرِثُ النِّسَاءَ أَكَرْهَا. The other inheritors, meaning the sons of that she married into that family, but the son or from another wife who is still alive, they say to the woman that what my father left, no way it's coming to you. So that inheritance which was meant for a woman, they just took it from for themselves. وَلَا تَعْدُلُوهُنَّ لِتَذْهَبُوا بِبَعْضِ مَا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ. Sometimes a woman is given her inheritance, but now she wants to get married, she wants to move on. Her husband has passed away, they are keeping her in that family, and they are saying, my daughter, we love you, we will look after you, we will protect you, don't you dare take our money and go out and get married somewhere else. It was not their money, it was her money. She inherited it from her husband, but they behave as though it's hers, it's theirs. So they say to the woman, if you want to get married and move on, no problem, but you leave the money of our father here in this house. And if you want to keep that money, then you are not allowed to get married. Almighty Allah says, it's not allowed for you to prevent her. لِتَذْهَبُوا بِبَعْضِ مَا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ. Just so that you can take some of that which once upon a time you had given to them. Meaning what they had got because of the marriage, now it's theirs. Almighty Allah says, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Your job is to look after them in a nice manner. فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ. If perhaps you do not like a certain act of this woman, فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا. It is greatly possible that you do not like a certain act. وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. In that very act of that girl, of that woman, in which you are becoming angry, forgetting all the other good, even in that act, perhaps Almighty Allah has placed a great amount of good in it. The beginning of a great amount of good is that on account of man's sabr, Almighty Allah's doors of help will open up. It is the normal law, if a man has a daughter who is slightly handicapped, and a boy comes with a proposal, the father-in-law, the father of the girl will say to the boy, that my daughter has this one problem, because of which I feel you should not marry her. If that boy says, oh my father, I like your daughter, I am ready to look after your daughter, and whatever fault I find in your daughter, I will make sabr over it. In that sentence of his, and if he can live up to that sentence, sabr over the slight disability of that girl, he will find the doors of that father-in-law will open up upon him. Almighty Allah has interceded on behalf of all the women of the world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke that Almighty Allah created all of them with a certain level of crookedness. Whoever will be ready to be patient on that crookedness, he will find in that very issue in which he is upset and angry about, in that very issue, Almighty Allah has placed so much of goodness. وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمُ اسْتِبْدَالَ زَوْجٍ مَكَانَ زَوْجِهُ. And if the time comes that a man wants to now take another wife, and he wants to let one wife go, فَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا. When you got married to her, you gave her a great amount of mihr. Now you want that mihr back. Almighty Allah says, فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. How can you even think of taking it back? وَكَيْفَ تَأْخُذُونَهُ وَقَدْ أَفْضَى بَعْضُكُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. After you had spent time with this woman, in the name of Allah she had come close to you, you had spent so many years with her. وَأَخَذْنَ مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. She had taken a promise from you at the beginning. That promise was mentioned in the masjid. You will be giving her so much of mihr, and now you want it back. Allah Tabarakala mentions then a very unique qaida that every man must remember. الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا أَنفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Man has been appointed over woman. قَوَّامُون means قِيَام. He has been made to stand. Like how a wali is made to stand over the wealth of the orphan. Almighty Allah says, man must understand, he has been made to stand over the woman. Because of certain qualities Almighty Allah found in him. What were those qualities? One is his ability to spend on the people under him. And then many other qualities, the qualities to make to be patient, the qualities to bear burdens. But when a man is appointed, the example ulama give, it's a very beautiful example. When the Khalifa of a country, for every town he will appoint a Hakim, he's called. He is called Al-Qa'im. His job is to look after the affairs of the town. That man understands, I have been appointed because of certain qualities the Khalifa found in me. If I don't live up to what his expectations were, if the Khalifa gets the news that the subjects are complaining, that the Khalifa is not going to become upset with the subjects, he is going to become upset with the one he put in charge. If the subjects are happy, then the Khalifa will remain happy with the one put in charge. Every man has to understand that he is not in charge mutlakan over his wife. He is not the king over the wife. Almighty Allah has put him in charge. Almighty Allah will continue seeing the condition of his wife. In accordance to that, he will earn the happiness of Allah if the wife and the children are happy with their father. And if he is a zalim and he is an oppressor, if the woman is crying at night, if tears are coming and no one is hearing, then like how when the news reaches the Khalifa that your hakim, your minister is oppressing the people, then he removes the person. His anger falls on that person. Similarly, the anger of Almighty Allah falls upon that person who was put in charge of a group, either the husband put in charge over his wife and children, or a hakim put in charge over a town, or any man given any amanat, and he does not use it how it's supposed to be used, but he abuses it. He brings upon himself the anger of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah save us all from any amount of zulm. Big zulm, which we all understand, they say you zalim. Small zulm also. Every type of oppression, Almighty Allah save us from. It is oppression that gets man pushed off the sirat-e-mustaqim. Almighty Allah save us all.